I got off the highway north of Desert Canyon Station. I was driving with my headlights off, just stars for navigation. My telescope, my notes, my ham sandwiches and coffee. Sometimes you must be all alone, there ain't no way to not be. I was thinking about Tanya, how things had rearranged and everything had gone full circle. We were back to being strangers. She was with a man named Neil now, that's all I knew about him. But I was happy she was happy, real happy that she'd found him. It was just after 11 when I pulled off at the lookout. The parking lot was empty, though the air still smelled like cookouts. And yes, I admit I toked one. That doesn't change what happened. Anyway, you're not my parents, and it really helps my mapping of the system 611, a Magellanic cluster I'd been watching for a while. I got my telescope adjusted and I turned it on an unassuming patch of dusty sky. There was really 50 billion stars, a billion light years wide. Then all at once it felt as if time had been suspended, and a vision poured into me like a bottle been upended. I was filled with revelation, both infinite and finite, that filtered down the telescope and coded in the starlight. It said truth is not immutable, itself is a dimension. Truth can be both weighted down and warped in strange directions. Truth has a shape that alters each according to observer. Sometimes you must be close to it, sometimes you must be further. Truth can bend and truth can break, depends on how you ask it. It frays or it may blaze out at some Paul bound for Damascus. And it sometimes gets mistook for God, sometimes for its servant. It both exists and doesn't, like a star that's not observed yet. Which all at once returned my thoughts to System 611, still twinkling down the telescope into my mind from heaven. And I stood there looking upward as the darkness turned to dawn, and received that strange transmission till finally it was gone. And I knew beyond a shadow my discovery was real, but the person that I longed to tell was sound asleep with Neil in some parallel dimension. Maybe Tanya was still mine, but in this one she loved someone else that left me to search the sky. So I went ahead and wrote this to alert you to my findings. I call it truth is a dimension, both invisible and blinding. You can give me the awards now, you can knight me, or whatever. I got nothing going on now, me and Tanya aren't together. Go ahead and laugh at me, all of my conclusions, symposiums and seminars and think tank institutions. You may even talk to Tanya, let me ask you if you do. Please tell her I still love her, that will always be the truth.